there was a certain teacher in a certain girls' school that told the girls a few years ago that you better make sure that there's no chametz in your braces, because chametz is karis. You could get karis. Not surprisingly, there was a little bit of a, crying, screaming in the classroom, but everything was worked out, I think, in the end. The question is, how much credence does this teacher's statement get? Is it really true? How do you clean your braces? How do you clean your dentures? And are we talking about an Isser Chametz over here, a karis that's really severe that needs to be dealt with? So there is the same discussion by dentures, and you have the same discussion by milk and meat dentures. In other words, do you have to have two sets of dentures? I don't know if insurance covers in dentures at all. I don't know if it's going to cover two sets. Try telling that to an insurance company. You need one for milk, one for meat.
Four.
Oh, we'll get to basic in a second. But first, milk and meat. On a regular every day, regular Tuesday in November.
Do you need parva ones?
Oh, so you need... So I don't know. So they need three sets of dentures. Says Rav Moshe in a tshuva written very long ago, Tufshin Hay. So that's talking about 75, 76, give or take, years ago, right? Says Rav Moshe, Obedavar Shinayim Tosvos, which are, I believe, dentures, fake teeth, Sheshose Chol of Roseach, that you drink boiling hot water, Hine Pashat, you drink boiling milk, Hine Pashat, it's obvious, Shemashayachol Lachnis Lapiv, Lo Nechshav Roseach Lablia. When you drink that boiling hot milk, it's not hot enough to get absorbed in the fake teeth. Do pachos miyad soledes. It's less than yad soledes, Bo, because obviously you're putting it in your mouth. This is what he writes. L'chein ein lachosh l'bliya b'shinayim. We're not concerned that it's going to get sucked in, it's going to be absorbed, rather, into the fake teeth, to the dentures. All we're concerned about is if there's a piece of milk. You need to be concerned about that for your regular teeth. And he says, you just need to wash out your milk mouth, and then you can have meat right away. So the only thing we're concerned about is mamashus, actual existence of milk. We're not concerned that the hot milk, or the hot cocoa, whatever it is going to get absorbed into the dentures. And the problem is, there's a Torah Go article by Rav Eitan Schnall, which I think became the rabbi of Young Israel Hillcrest, who has a great article where he talked about teeth and Pesach cleaning. And in it, he cites some secular journal of science, which says half the foods that you put in your mouth are above Yad Soledis, Bo. I mean, he said you wouldn't eat cholent or certain foods if it was less than Yad Soledis, Bo, because it's not good when it's cooled down. So again, I don't know the exact temperatures. You could look into what the temperature is and what the food is. But this is from a journal of food science or whatever it is, what the temperatures are. So this Ramosh is a little bit controversial in that he's saying that nothing is going to be Yad Soledis, Bo, by the time it reaches your mouth. And we'll see others say this as well. So if Ramosh seems to say you only need one pair of dentures, you don't have to worry about it at all. The Ohel Yaakov, Rabbi Dr. Skatchelis, Olav Hashalom's son, has a sefer, a lot of svarim in Eretz Yisrael, but he's written a lot of svarim. So he collects a couple of other reasons to be lenient. Number one, for regular dentures with milk and meat. He says, number one, food doesn't remain in the mouth long enough to be absorbed. In other words, you swallow the food. It's not like you're holding the hot food in your mouth, like in your cheeks, for long enough for it to get absorbed. That's what some achronim suggest. Number two, the material of the dentures is very smooth. Yeah, I don't have dentures, so if anyone does, you don't have to admit it. But I don't know. It's like a smooth surface, so it's not easily absorb things.
Enamel.
Huh?
Enamel.
Yeah, so it's going to protect it. So because it's got that's like the sealing on it, right? Right, the coating on it. So that's going to prevent anything from being absorbed in it. This is what he wants to suggest. And three, Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote a letter to the Chazan Ish about this before Reb Shlomo Zalman was famous. Really early on in Reb Shlomo Zalman's life, when he was a young Talmud Chacham, no one knew about Reb Shlomo Zalman. This made him famous. So Chazan Ish adopted this letter. He wrote them this whole letter about teeth and milk and meat and dentures. And Reb Shlomo Zalman suggested that the food automatically becomes nifgam. It becomes disgusting once your saliva touches it. So even though no one would ever put food in their mouth, I mean, maybe you would, but it's not supposed to, put food in your mouth and then take it out of your mouth and give it to someone else. It's disgusting. I hope it's disgusting to everyone, and you wouldn't do that. So therefore, if once the food touches, the milk touches your mouth, that milk becomes like nifgam. What's the English word for nifgam? It's
pugum.
Right, but how do you say it? What's the English word for pugum? I don't know. Huh? Disgusting, no? Or just...
Vile,
ruined, and therefore, once it becomes ruined, if it now goes into the meat, it doesn't make it usher because it's something which is turning it negatively, makes it the meat it's a negative to the meat, not a plus to the meat. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov, based on all these achronim, it would be fine to have only one pair of dentures. Now, that's fine for milk and meat, but what about Pesach? Pesach, you have to be super strict. So Rav Moshe finds in this site, in the Sefer by Rav Felder, one of Rav Felder's Sfarim, that there's no need to get separate dentures for Pesach. Partly this ruling is based on this Rav Moshe over here, because nothing is going to be absorbed. There's no hot chametz. Chametz is not hot enough that it's going
to
get
absorbed. You think you have to be super chomer by Pesach?
Yeah, but if it's not going to get absorbed, Pesach, it's not going to get absorbed. His
right.
Rav Moshe Sfarim...
Pesach is different.
Oh, so why would I think Pesach is different? Because maybe you would say Pesach is we're more machmir by Pesach. Says Rav Felder, no.
Before Pesach, everything is bottled.
Oh, before everything, excellent. And we'll see that svar in 1 second. This is the same ruling of the Chazon Ish as well. You don't, if you have dentures, you don't even need to kasher them before Pesach because it's everything is going to be ruined and it's going to be, by the time it's bottled or whatever it is, like you said, before Pesach. So it doesn't need to be kashered at all. But the Shevet Alevi says, you need to refrain from eating chametz, may ace la ace, 24 hours before the Zman Isser. So let's say Isser is 11 o'clock, this will be a Friday morning. By 10 o'clock, 11 a.m., whatever I'm making up that time, don't lie to me. At 11 a.m. Thursday morning, you would have to refrain from eating hot chametz because it's going to be absorbed in your dentures. And therefore, he suggests not only that, but you also then need to take the dentures out and do hagola on them. You need to put them in boiling hot water, which he says, at least the klisheni of hot water, you would need to boil them. Now, he says it may get ruined, so you could dip it in. Mishnah Halacha says just dip them a little bit into a klirishon for a second, and that's it. This is what he suggests. Again, don't drive us at home unless you know what you're doing, but this is what he says here, Mechoyev to do. Rav Eider, apparently, I saw his site, I didn't see Rav Eider inside. Rav Eider is not known to be such a chnuk. Is a more of a lenient sometimes opinion on Hilchas Pesach. He writes, apparently, you need to do Iroi Kli Rishon. You need to pour on them boiling hot water from a kelt on the dentures in order to kasher them. Okay, that's great for dentures. But what about, this is the first year my daughter now is wearing braces. I haven't dealt with braces since I wore braces, whatever, 25 years ago. Yes, so now the shaila is, how does she clean the braces? So so Nite Gavriel has the chumrah of the millennium. Yeah, chumrah of the millennium. He must have been tipped off by some dentist. Says the Nite Gavriel says you have to take off the braces, go to the dentist, kasher the braces, and put them back on. He says, if this is too hard, I don't know, try that with the insurance company, yeah? And I don't know, it's hard enough to get an appointment at the orthodontist, let alone to get them on and off. Okay, I don't even know if it's possible to put them all on and like that. You have to, like, whatever. So, says if this is too hard, he says, you should refrain from eating hot or spicy foods for a few days beforehand. He doesn't just say for 24 hours. And, quotes from the Papa Varav, because he's a dying from Papa, the Papa Varav said, on Pesach, you can't eat hot food. Why? Because the hot food is going to bring out the bleos of chametz that are absorbed in the brace. Mamish chum. Says the Mishnah Halacha. So we'll go down in chumras over here. Says that
24 hours everything is probably
he wants to say, but maybe it's not so clear that chametz we say pgam work. And anyway, if you're going to eat it, so, I don't know. He says a couple of days. I'm not sure. I'll be honest. Yeah, I know. But I'm not sure if it says a couple of days. It says a couple of kama yomim. He says. Says the Mishnah Halacha. He goes a step down. He says you shouldn't have any chametz cold or hot 24 hours before. Then he says you should do hagola with your braces. Now I don't know. He's talking about you go like this, you stick your head down in hot water. So I saw this Diane Fisher explains. It's actually brilliant. It's actually sounds so radical, but it's not. Once you hear this, what do? Have a hot cup of tea. Have the hottest thing you would otherwise put in your mouth. You don't have to put an Evan Malubin in your mouth, but take what's the hottest thing you drink. If you have hot cocoa or hot tea or whatever it is, or hot water, then just have the hot water, drink the hot water. You've now cleaned the braces with the hottest thing that you would ever have put into your mouth with hot water, and you're fine. This is what he says. Shmuel Kamenetsky, in his Kovetz Halacha, says, don't eat anything sharp or hot chametz within 24 hours of the Zman Isur chametz. But then he says, of course, once you do that, you could eat hot food on Pesach. He does not go as far as Minita Gavriel and says you can eat it. Because he says, we assume, like you said, it's no Saint Tom of Kam, that whatever was there is gives a bad taste to the chametz. And therefore, he says, it's funny, he also doesn't seem to say you need to do Haggalah at all, drink anything hot water at all. Rabbi Ribiat, in his Pesach book, says you have to rinse your mouth out with baking soda. Sounds disgusting. I don't know, rinse out your mouth with baking soda. I never saw anyone say that shita yet. And you should refrain from hot chametz 24 hours beforehand. Rabbi Welcher, in a 2016 Vod of Queens publication, has one line where he says you shouldn't have any chametz, even cold, it seems. He says any chametz 24 hours before, but he doesn't mention anything about kashering the braces. The CRC says you should use the special picks. There's a special name for it. I don't know what the antis. No, I don't know. Special name for, I asked my daughter about it. She said she has this pick that Dr. Siklik gave her. So this is a special pick, and you pick, you're able to get out the chametz, and that's what the CRC says. You do that, you're fine, everything is good. Says the OU, to end off, how do I kosher braces for Pesach? The consensus of opinions is that since it is not possible to kosher our teeth for Pesach, there's no need to kosher braces, fillings, and crowns either. We need only clean our teeth through brushing and flossing to the best of our ability. It doesn't cite anyone. That's not really the consensus of opinions I just brought you. Then he says, some have suggested, as an added stringency, that we not eat hot chametz for a full 24 hours prior to Pesach. Others have advised that after we finish eating chametz on Erev Pesach, we should take a drink of hot water, the same temperature as we would drink the rest of the year, and this would qualify as the appropriate kasher. So again, I'm not your old posek over here, but I told my daughter that I'm a posek, I think, of my own house. You know, we'll see, unless my wife tells me otherwise. But the simple understanding that I told my daughter is what she should do is she should definitely use the pick to get out any real chametz. She should probably refrain from having at least hot chametz, something really hot chametz, 24 hours before, which is not such a big deal. You just have hot grilled cheese or hot pizza, just wait till it cools down a little bit, and then which you most of the time do anyway. And then, if you want to be extra frum, have a cup of water, this much water, a teeny little bit of water, hot water, whatever the hottest you feel comfortable with, the day of Erev Pesach in the morning, and then fine, you're finished. No kares, no boiling head into hot water, no Evan Malubins in your mouth, and everything will be fine. Shkoyach.